just corruption. And it was, they threatened, I mean, it was intimidating against the jurors. And of course, he was found guilty. And now sits, you know, almost 27 years later, still in prison. When he gets out, I mean, it's going to be a black mark on American history, but still they robbed Leonard of, you know, 27 years of freedom.
Well, the FBI conduct is atrocious regarding Leonard Peltier. They started out by seeking and manufacturing a perjured affidavit by someone who they threatened to say false allegations in order to bring him back to the United States, where without that, that could not happen. Then they proceeded to a trial where the FBI literally withheld ballistic tests which they had done, which would have shown and did show later that the bullet that they claimed Leonard Peltier shot from his rifle could not have been shot from that weapon.
Thanksgiving can be a stressful time with family and all. That's why I like to make a little something to take the edge off for me and mine. My mom's Quaalude-filled pumpkin pie. It's one of her best recipes and a family favorite. So, what we're gonna need is
2 cans pureed pumpkin, 3 eggs, 1 cup sugar, 1/4 teaspoon salt, 40 pops of Quaaludes, and 2 pre-made graham cracker pie crusts.
Now, I know a lot of pumpkin pie recipes call for nutmeg. Whatever you do, do not use nutmeg in this recipe. Mixing nutmeg and Quaaludes can lead to cardiac arrest. Look it up! Caramelize the sugars in the loose. Check one to make sure that they're ready. It's ready. So now you can mix in the dry ingredients and half the loose. I like to reserve the other half for topping. Then you just pop them in the oven, 350 degrees for 40 minutes.
So there you have it, my mom's classic Quaalude pumpkin.
see what's new in this new cancer pathogen, the common yogurt. While slightly more invasive, it is a necessary security precaution.
Shut the dirty hole!
Size and legs.
This house is disgusting. Boys!
Yo, give us 7 more hours.
I like my turkeys big and all juiced up with hormones, like a butterball.
Snooker was all over my giblets, but no way I'm hitting that. You see the turkey neck on that girl?
What do you want me to do on the turkey?
So, we were checking out what was going on in Jenny O's room, and we found... she faced
about to eat, and for the turkey farms where they pack them into dark, tiny little sheds for their whole lives. Thank you for when they burn their feathers off while they're still alive, and for when turkey gets kicked around like a football and killed by people who think it's fun to stomp on their little turkey heads. And special thanks for all the chemicals and dirt and poop that's in the turkey we're about to eat. Oh, and thank you for rainbows.
Joe!
Dear God, thank you for the turkey we're about to eat, and for the turkey farms where they pack them into dark, tiny little sheds for their whole lives. Thank you for when they burn their feathers off while they're still alive, and for when turkey gets kicked around like a football and killed by people who think it's fun to stomp on their little turkey heads. And special thanks for all the chemicals and dirt and poop that's in the turkey we're about to eat.
WCOM Radio, good evening. I'm Furious George here tuning in, part of our annual Spanksgiving special. This is micro-powered community-based radio where we are at the dial at 103.5. It's part of WCOMLP Chapel Hill Carborough. I'm here with DJ Tooth Hurdy, DJ Chaz, DJ Jazzy J on the floor here. We're having a good time. We're going to play some more silliness for everyone else. You might be need to be warned. This show may be offensive to some members in our listening audience. I'll be back. I'm furious.
Till it cracks his head. Thanks for the wild turkey and the passenger pigeon, destined to be shit out through wholesome American guts. Thanks for a continent to despoil and poison. Thanks for Indians to provide a modicum of challenge and danger. Thanks for vast herds of bison to kill and skin, leaving the carcasses to rot. Thanks for bounties on wolves and coyotes. Thanks for the American dream to vulgarize and falsify until the bare lie shines through. For nigger killing lawmen even their notches. For decent church going women with their mean, pinched, bitter, evil faces. Thanks for killer queer for Christ diggers. Thanks for laboratory aid. Thanks for prohibition and the war against drugs. Thanks for a country where nobody is allowed to mind his own business. Thanks for a nation of pinks. Yes. Thanks for all the memories. All right, let's see your arms. You always were a headache and you always were a bore. Thanks for the last and greatest betrayal of the last and greatest of human dreams. Thanks for the wild turkey and the passenger pigeon, destined to be shit out through wholesome American guts. Thanks for a continent that is foil and poison. Thanks for Indians to provide a modicum of challenge. Thanks for vast herds of bison to kill and skin, leaving the carcasses to rot. Thanks for bounties on wolves and coyotes. Thanks for the American dream to vulgarize and falsify until the bare lies shine through.
Raised on modern intensive production farms and killed in slaughterhouses, it is cold, inescapable reality. Once you see for yourself the routine cruelty involved in raising animals for food, you'll understand why millions of compassionate people have decided to leave meat off their plates for good. Chickens are probably the most abused animals on the face of the planet. They are crammed into filthy sheds by the tens of thousands, immersed in their own excrement among the corpses of other birds who died of heart attacks or stress. Some even die of starvation brought on by becoming crippled from growing so large, so fast that their legs can't withstand the weight, which makes them unable to reach food. After being genetically manipulated and fed antibiotics to promote unnaturally rapid growth, their hearts, lungs, and legs often break down under the added weight. Heart attacks and crippling leg deformities are far too common.
Amen.
Where they are snapped into shackles by their fragile legs and have their throats slit, often while still conscious. Many are scalded alive in the feather removal tanks. If you thought it couldn't be any worse, think again. Between 5 and 11 hens are crammed into tiny wire cages during egg production.
The chemicals and dirt and poop that's in the turkey we're about to eat.
My mind, never think of the lovely girl I met.
Our Thanksgiving turkey, and the farmer Vic told me to look at all the turkeys carefully and choose the one I like. I looked around and I'm like checking them all out, and they're so cute. You know, they're like pecking at a grain, but it's like mixed in with their shit. Like they shit where they eat. I found a cute one. I found the cutest one, and he was like waddling, and he had personality, and he kind of had a quirk, almost like an adorable tick. I pointed to him and I said, that one, I want that one. And before my pointing finger even dropped back down to my side, Mr. Villano had grabbed the bird I'd chosen and chopped his head off. Just like that. Blood spraying out of his neck hole. The wings still flapping, you know, making some futile attempt to unkill itself or something. I had sentenced this turkey to death at 6 years old. It was horrifying. You know, I don't think it was the turkey's top five favorite moments either. So my dad insists that he has no recollection of this.
Sarah, as I recall, I took you to Vic Villano's farm because they were going to slaughter a cow. You may want to know why I did it. I have no fucking idea why I did it. It was a beautiful fall day near Thanksgiving. The leaves were mostly all had fallen by now. And you watched as we dragged the cow and slaughtered. You watched the cow be slaughtered. inside the crowd is a fetus, which is Dave Cooper.
I found the cutest one, and he was like waddling, and he had personality, and he kind of had a quirk, almost like an adorable tick. I pointed to him and I said, "That one, I want that one." And before my pointing finger even dropped back down to my side, Mr. Villano had grabbed the bird I chose and chopped his head off. Just like that. Blood spraying out of his neck hole. The wings still flapping, you know, making some futile attempt to unkill itself or something. I had sentenced this turkey to death at 6 years old. It was horrifying. You know, I don't think it was the turkey's top five favorite moments either. So my dad insists that he has no recollection of this. The Native Americans we killed.
We're so grateful for their farming techniques that they taught us as we learned to harvest our own food on the land we took. We are giving thanks for being American. God bless America and its greedy, self-righteous heritage. Happy Thanksgiving, dummies!
He didn't commit.
The following three flash drums.
At this rate, I'll die of sleep deprivation before I find out if the revenge can ever be sated. I'll admit I was jubilant over the bloodbath of the Ramachandran GHF-1 escape. I took a pilgrimage to the smoldering remains of the Department of Poultry Science. Weaving my way through American flag jean jackets and 11-25-11 never forget hats, I silently chuckled as I eavesdropped.
President Janet Bush kills every last brown heathen to make us safe from terrorism. And now we gotta worry about steroid-addicted transgenic turkeys?
I shiver in the corner of my hideout in the Frank Church wilderness of no return. Maybe my choice of construction materials will buy me mercy. When they eliminated the neuroendocrinologists, I called it justice. When they killed the meat-eaters, I considered it karma. I shrugged when they came for the ovo-lacto vegetarians. Now my only hope is that they understand human language.
Look!
I pant from the entrance to my shelter.
Constructed of tofurkey boxes. I subsisted on this since childhood. Peace.
Vegans are a docile human breed. Social, they like living in a barn with hundreds of their kinds. Stupid, they drown if left out in the rain. We are a peaceful society, and we treat our people humanely from breeding to slaughter.
Cousin Mock as he handed me the frozen box.
Yeah, we know you're dying to join us for some scrumptious roasted flesh.
Happy Turkey Day.
My whole family chanted,
One of us, one of us, one of us.
Knock it off. I don't lecture you guys about the overcrowded turkeys, mutilated for factory farming convenience, fed feces and rotting animals. I don't warn you about the hormones and pesticides you're ingesting, or the injustice of the corporate economics of agribusiness.
Sounds like a lecture to me.
Why do we have to be so sanctimonious and militant? The founding fathers weren't vegan, and neither were the cavemen. Carnivorous diets are a human tradition. Are you better than human?
You're only a vegan so you can be a pain in everyone's ass.
Rate of this band cannot even be charted. They are treading water in a sea of retarded sexuality and bad poetry.
That's nitpicking, isn't it?
If you're about to fly to Grandma's house for Thanksgiving, here are a few neat things you can draw along the way. You probably already know how to draw a Thanksgiving turkey. Just trace around your hand, then add the head and some colors and stuff. But you can draw from life, too. Draw around both your hands, then color them blue, like the latex gloves on the TSA agent who was just feeling your bottom. And if you don't want your bottom felt, draw around your thumb, then add spooky eyes, nose, and a mouth. And former Homeland Security Chief Chertoff will make sure his clients sell lots of nudie scanners to the government. Hooray! Now, trace around both hands a couple of times and add angry mouths and eyes. Well, these are all the people mad about getting searched at the airport, but they don't care about the government spying on our internet, phones, and finance. And finally, you can also draw around your thumbs only and add some carry-on bags to draw people who think they're safe after someone inspected their junk right before they sit in a crowded metal tube hurtling through the sky at 500 miles an hour in the age of terrorism. Oh, and this drawing is of me walking to Grandma's house instead. The end. Happy Thanksgiving!
Solidity of the frozen box containing the frozen turkey. This will only work if I get my whole body behind it, I thought as I reeled back and snapped forward. Perfect shot, right on the forehead. Cousin Dude went down with a thud. That was a good warm-up, but the tough part was getting six other panicky family members in rapid-fire succession. I was getting weak, the box corners dull, and I had to hit Grandma four times before she went down. But in the end, it was the most peaceful Thanksgiving I've ever had. I had to hit Grandma four times before she went down. But in the end, it was the most peaceful Thanksgiving I've ever had.
Radio from Main Street, where Mark Dreyer Grocery is holding a special promotion. Spokesperson Blair tells us more.
We're always trying to broaden our customer base. This promotion is to demonstrate to the health-conscious and ethically-minded shopper that a corporate chain can accommodate their consumer needs.
Was there any doubt?
Not in my mind, but our practice of throwing out hundreds of pounds of vegetables each day that don't fit our aesthetic profile has been questioned.
Couldn't you give the food away to a soup kitchen?
No, because once someone at some homeless shelter somewhere got sick on some old broccoli or something and sued for a lot of money.
Isn't that an apocryphal story?
No.
Okay, let's talk to a random person from the crowd. Hello.
Namaste.
Oh, are you a yogi?
Sort of. I grew up going to the Church of Free Holiness behind the tire shop on Beulah, but I'm totally different now.
Why are you here?
I think tofurkies rule, and I love that Mark Dreyer's setting tofurkies free. I plan to take one home and raise it as a companion animal.
Here comes one now. Mr. Yogi has been knocked unconscious. The streets are lined with destroyed Hummers and SUVs. It seems Ms. Blair has freed the tofurkies
by dropping them from a helicopter. The silence is deafening. One could even call it peaceful. Eerily peaceful.
I swear I thought Tofurkies could fly.
The area opened as early as 4 a.m. and people have been camping out for days, ready to shop until they drop. Reporter Martina Del Bonta and photographer Adam Stevens were with these shoppers and have more in tonight's Fox feature.
Whether or not you know your game plan.
8, 7.
Yeah. As quickly as you can without getting yelled at by the
company. 6.
Most probably you have heard of the story already. Basically what happened was that in New York, a Walmart store in New York, there was basically all over the country, I think it was bargain day. They had lots of reduced prices that day, so shoppers were outside the store making queues before 5 a.m. And at this particular store, at 5 a.m., they basically broke down the door, ripped off the door, something like that, and burst into the store to get the reduced items, right? So, and while they were doing it, they ran over this Walmart staff.
American guns. Thanks for a continent to despoil and poison. Thanks for Indians to provide a modicum of challenge and danger. Thanks for vast herds of bison to kill and skin, leaving the carcasses to rot.
Trampled to death by an early morning Black Friday stampede inside this Long Island Walmart, people are wondering just how a post-holiday hunt for bargains could cost someone their life.
It was just total mayhem.
This woman was inside the store. She says the 34-year-old worker could not survive the crush of humanity when the pre-dawn blitz line made its way through the doors.
He was trying to control the crowd. No use. They just pushed on him.
That employee fell to the floor, was stepped on by hundreds of people before help could get to him.
Police say the crowd even jostled first responders as they attempted to revive Demithai Damore, who was pronounced dead at the hospital about an hour later. This is a picture of Damore at 13 years old. His father says he was a good son.
I said he was a good boy.
Police are looking at surveillance tape in an attempt to identify people who stepped on the man. Charges are possible, but police say it may be hard to single out those responsible. Police say there wasn't enough security at the store. In a statement, Walmart calls the incident an unfortunate event that happened in spite of extra security and working closely with police on precautions at the store. Meanwhile, those who knew Damore call his death senseless.
Sounds kind of crazy. They act like animals. Should have bought something for $5, save $5, and actually murdered this guy. You know? It's ridiculous.
Tim McGuire, The Associated Press.
The holiday shopping season got off to a violent start. A temporary Walmart worker was trampled to death by shoppers eager for post-Thanksgiving bargains. About 2,000 people waited outside this New York Walmart before it opened early on Black Friday. Witnesses said once the doors opened, the impatient crowd knocked the worker down. And then some shoppers stepped over him and streamed into the store on Long Island. Dozens of store employees tried to help the man, but it was too late. At least four other people, including a woman who was 8 months pregnant, were treated for minor injuries. The store was closed for several hours after the incident. Investigators said they were reviewing surveillance videos, and some said criminal charges are possible in the case. And in Southern California, shots rang out inside a crowded toy store. Authorities said two men shot and killed each other inside a Palm Desert Toys R Us. A shooting happened near the front of the store in the checkout area. Investigators say there was a fight between the two men, but it wasn't over a toy. Toys R Us has issued a statement expressing outrage over the violence. Elsewhere at malls and stores around the country, it was the usual hectic start of the season as crowds of shoppers picked through piles of discounted merchandise.
Melody.
Three men shot and killed each other inside a Palm Desert Toys R Us. Rang out inside a crowded toy store. Authorities said two men shot and killed each other inside a Palm Desert Toys R Us. The shooting happened near the front of the store in the checkout area. Investigators say there was a fight between the two men, but it wasn't over a toy. Toys R Us has issued a statement expressing outrage over the violence. Elsewhere, at malls and stores around the country, it was the usual hectic start of the season, as crowds of shoppers picked through piles of discounted merchandise. Budgets this year because of economic worries.
Wiretap friendly? We're gonna make the internet wiretap friendly because we want you to be snuggly and secure. Whether you're emailing, on Facebook, Skype, or a BlackBerry, we want to listen in and make you safer, just like they do in Saudi Arabia and Dubai. But don't worry, just because we can listen in doesn't mean we will, silly. We'll be good, promise. We just want to be able to do it if we have to. Kind of like installing microphones in everyone's house that we only turn on if you're bad. See, it all started back when we spy on Americans illegally. Then we turned the illegal legal and made the White House more snuggly. And if you want to know more than that, it's a state secret. So you must be a terrorist. If you have nothing to hide, you won't need privacy, and the internet, phones, houses, cars, and streets will all be wiretap friendly, snuggly, and secure. Besides, how do we know who to watch? Unless we watch all of you!
Furious George here, DJ Chuckles, DJ Tooth Hurdy. Little DJ Jazzy J. We are just enjoying ourselves here. Thursday night, Spanksgiving special, Furious George style. WCOMLP Chapel Hill Carborough. This is micro-powered. Low power as in old school pirate radio. But now it's micro-powered. It's legit. It's licensed. So we like to do it. And you can hear it more at 103.5 or go online at WCOMFM, WCOMFM.org. Or you can go to FuriousG.blogspot. Where you can hear stuff that we actually played tonight and other old shows. Thanks for listening. Eat a tofurkey. I'll be back. See ya.
team cruelty involved in raising animals for food, you'll understand why millions of compassionate people have decided to leave meat off their plates for good.
We'll be right back.